Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. We are launching into the second hour of this live Turkey Day edition of the program. Yep, that's right. We're here live, and we'll take your calls.
Breaking out the sound effects.
That's the point.
Thanksgiving edition.
That's, you know. I've got sound effects. I just rarely use them because I'm kind of the producer of the show and also the host at the same time. I don't do the phone screening and all the producing. We've got a board operator over at the Genesis Communications Network, but usually, you know what it's like, Mark, sitting in the first chair. There's usually a bunch of stuff going on all at once, and
yep.
The last thing on my mind is typically sound effects, but there's an obvious one we can play here, and so there you go. Oh, sorry, Michelle. Michelle's with us, too. Go ahead. Say again.
I like the bong rip, too.
Yeah, that's also a good one. Not a bad real-life version of that right there, Michelle.
I have had practice.
You've heard it before?
I have.
So, 855-453.
Happy Thanksgiving.
We've got Thanksgiving-related stuff here to talk about, including the Thanksgiving song by Nicole Westbrook, produced by the same guy who produced the Friday song.
I want to hear this so badly.
Now, you remember Friday? It was all about Friday and the days of the week. And
yeah,
it was
the days of the week. It was
very
really great.
Kind of basic lyrics. But, you know, the song was by a 13-year-old female. And this one, in this case, is, I believe, a 12-year-old female. And let me start, before we get to the song, with an article from Cracked.com by Soren Bowie. He or she writes, "The internet has devalued hatred. Overwhelming public criticism is used to shatter people and make them reevaluate their decisions in life. Now everyone just expects it. The trolls, bullies, teenagers, and the attention-starved have ruined their only weapon, spreading loathing so liberally across many comment sections, so many comment sections that it's all become white noise. Today, anyone creating for the internet, me included, is so callous to spiteful criticism that it's no more effective at making us alter our forward momentum than a swarm of cluster flies. I'm this way. I don't read the YouTube comments on videos that I put online because most of them are absolutely horribly nasty.
YouTube
I don't anymore.
Place.
I mean, yeah. Like, you were the one, Ian, that told me to stop reading those things because,
right.
You know, people were saying things to me like, I ought to be blankety blanked with, you know, foreign objects and that my children deserve to die and, like, really horrible things,
yep.
Because I don't want to register my car, you know?
Just terrible. I mean, people behave in a certain way when the anonymity is present that they wouldn't behave in normally.
Now, they're changing YouTube, though. They're trying to get some less anonymity.
Oh.
That, you know, your Google
really?
account is attached and they want you to use your real name and things like that.
Have they made this change already?
I had to register in some way, yes.
I don't think it's really stopped people, and why would it? Because there are millions of people looking at YouTube, and they don't know who you are, and you don't know who they are, even if they're using their real name. I'm John Smith from Toledo.
And that's if you have Google Plus. If you don't have Google Plus, then it doesn't prompt you.
I don't have Google Plus.
Oh, you
well,
don't?
Each name has a, you know, each comment.
I think Google Plus has wrapped me in because Ian and I have our emails through Google.
Well, okay, so some people are using their real names on these Google comments, but most people are not. And sure, I can click on one of their names and try to learn more about the, you know, this rude person, but what good does that do?
I think that the trolls on Facebook are less trolly than trolls on message boards. Message boards allow complete anonymity. I don't have a problem with complete anonymity. I'm just saying that
I disagree totally.
All right.
Troll's a troll's a troll, and just because, you know, their name is attached to the account on Facebook or YouTube doesn't mean they're going to stop being nasty to people. Anyway, all that aside, back to the story from Cracked. The Cracked guy here is going to make the allegation that the producer of these videos involving these teenage girls is evil. He goes on to say that, more importantly, the hate has become indistinguishable from fame. As long as people are paying attention to your YouTube videos, to your tweets, and your blog posts, then each one can be considered a success. And this is how I felt when Derek J. recently had one of his videos skyrocket to the top of the Cop Block YouTube channel. It was a video in which myself, Ademo, and Derek, and I think Kate, were all in a car. We were in Manchester.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, got pulled over by a cop. The cop actually opens up Derek J's door, his driver's side door, and did that without permission, did that in a way that, you know, we did not appreciate, and we let him know we didn't appreciate it very vocally. And the backlash on the internet from this being posted on Reddit was incredibly negative. The dislikes on the video were way higher than the likes.
Were reprimanded. I mean, the cop opened up the door and, like, came inside of the vehicle the way he, like, leaned in and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And you guys weren't doing anything. And I saw some of those comments and how you guys just need to toe the line.
Yeah,
and,
that cop was being nice. You should have done what he said was basically the gist of the comments. But I took it as a success. Like, hey, all these haters, this video just got 200,000 or 300,000 views in 2 days straight. Mm-hmm. I don't care if they hate it, because it means that people are more likely to see it on a search, perhaps, you know, for whatever
pullover. Bad publicity, is that what
you're saying? Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, amongst all of those haters, there are going to be people that see that are going to appreciate it. And those are the people that I'm looking to attract.
Also, it compounds over time. I remember having some kind of empathy for the police officers in the Rodney King situation. Now, this is a decade and a half ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking, well, this is a tough job, and these guys, they get amped up on adrenaline, as if getting amped up on adrenaline is good enough to kick somebody, you know,
to sleep
like they did with Rodney King, as if that's a good enough reason. But over time, as I saw more and more videos come out, at some point I got to see that there's a culture of a lack of accountability. If, for instance, we're told that there may be the one bad apple in the bunch or whatever amongst police out there, then why would four police officers kick a man to sleep? Wouldn't one of them do it and the other three would pull him off if that was the case? And, you know, it took me a while to come to these conclusions. I didn't come to them right away.
So back to the story here from Crack.com. He's talking about how the haters are out there watching all these videos, and some people consider that a success. He says it's like a child basking in the negative and violent attention of bullies, because at least they're acknowledging his existence by cramming his head into a toilet. That's not all bad, by the way. It's hard for perpetually angry people to hurt anyone when the internet starts craving their criticism. But we're also finally seeing the consequences from the other end. We're realizing how dangerous people can become when they're starved for hate. And that's not... Okay.
I don't even know where he's talking about at this point. Like, he's moved so far from the subject matter that I don't even
get it. He hasn't even gotten into the subject matter. He's kind of painting a picture around it, suggesting that people like the producer of these videos are looking for this, that they are valuing the hatred because of the views that it brings. And I think that, you know, from my perspective, like with the video I was talking about, there were 300,000 views of this video. How many of those 300,000 hated it? How many of those 300,000 liked it? I don't know. Obviously, you can look at the likes and dislikes on YouTube, but that still doesn't tell you about everyone and what everyone thought of the video. Some people liked that. That's all I care about. I don't make videos for the haters. I know they're going to be out there. I know that haters are going to hate.
You take an opinion on anything.
Well, if people aren't... Okay, people are either paying attention to what you're doing or they're not, right? And if they're paying attention, some people are going to not like it. That's something you can absolutely count on. Now, one can make the argument that, oh, well, you know, your activism could be better in this way, and if it were better in this way, then more people would appreciate it. Maybe that's true. I think that there's some valuable, you know, possible critique out there. And people with valuable critique, I'm more likely to listen to than just the across-the-board hater. But I know that as somebody who does things that are visible, somebody who does things that are controversial in some instances, that's going to result in people hating. But that's not the reason why I do those things. I don't do it for their attention. I'm not doing it for you know, overall attention. I'm doing it because I want a certain audience to see it. And then, Mark, like you said, some people might change their minds down the line. But I'm looking for the people that are already with me. I want them to find what we're doing, for instance, here in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. I want them to be excited by it. And I don't care what the haters think, because I don't need them for anything. 1-855-450-FREE. But if they can, you know, up the views of the video, that's not a bad thing.
Gets it seen.
But he's going to make the case that this is bad, and we'll get into that here. 855-450-FREE. We'll play some of the clips from this video. Maybe we'll play the whole thing for you. I don't know if we'll be able to handle that, but we'll see. 855-450-FREE is the Thanksgiving music video by Nicole Westbrook. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we will share with you on our site, including news updates. We've got email, we've got Twitter and Facebook. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up for any one of those, whatever is your preference. By the way, we're here live on Thanksgiving Day, and we're here to take your calls as we always are. News.freetalklive.com is where you can get signed up for all the Twitter, Facebook, and emailed updates. And we will do Twitter and Facebooking throughout the show, posting questions and or show prep or observations there as we do the program here tonight and every night. So news.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, the place to go is ManVentureOutpost.com. It is hunting season in many places around the United States. They've got the name brands that you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air...
Fish finders?
That's right. You can find little boxes that find fish. Holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they've got the lowest prices. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right.
I think that is one of the best things that you can really do for yourself is be self-sufficient and have yourself in a position to where if the you-know-what hits the fan, that you can, you know, kind of hunker down and stay out of the way for a couple of days. I mean, look at all the people, whether, you know, with Sandy and everything, who didn't have water and didn't have generators and didn't have food
waiting in
for
lines.
Themselves. Yeah, and so instead of just being able to hang out at their house, you know, at the highest point in their home for a few days,
they're
kind of
wait out. Begging.
Yeah, so be independent, people.
Yep, and we've got some other great sponsors that can help you with that as well. We'll tell you more about them as the show goes on. 855-450-FREE. Use them all together, and you've got everything you need. ManVenture Outpost.
And buy everything through Amazon.com.
Well, unless you can get it at manventureoutpost.com, which is what we were just talking about a moment ago, because they're one of our sponsors.
Right. But I'm saying if those other things, if you can buy things through Amazon.com, then you get a then Free Talk Live.
But only if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, because you can't just go to Amazon normally, and we won't. If you just go to Amazon, just type that in, then we won't get credit. But if you go to shop.freetalklive.com, then you can get things through Amazon, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So
also strategicsurvival.com is the place to get the strategic survival, which is sort of this survivalist compendium, all
right.
The information you need in those circumstances.
Yep, 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. The rapper from Friday and Thanksgiving, Patrice Wilson, is he evil? That's what Cracked is saying here. They're saying that...
One of their guest authors, yeah.
I don't know. Is this guest? Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think they all are.
Soren Bowie. Anyway, Cracked has published this piece. And he's saying that basically this producer, this music video producer, is putting out awful videos simply because he knows that they're going to be hated and that he considers success. But I'll let him say it in his own words here. He's saying that it's hard for perpetually angry people to hurt anyone when the internet starts craving their criticism, but we're also finally seeing the consequences from the other end. We're realizing how dangerous people can become when they're starved for hate. The most egregious example is the new music video, It's Thanksgiving, where creator Patrice Wilson sacrificed a young girl to the internet in order to perpetuate his own renown. In case it's not immediately obvious or you refuse to ruin your own day by watching the video, that's the next installment from ARK Music Factory, which created Rebecca Black's Friday. But rather than a sequel, It's Thanksgiving serves more as a prequel. The girl is younger. She's singing about a Thursday. She's somehow even more blissfully unaware of the wave of hatred gathering on the horizon. The only difference between the two videos is the negatively charged virality of Friday was a surprise to everyone involved, while It's Thanksgiving was purely intentional. Patrice Wilson and Clarence J created ARK Music Factory to write and produce music videos on behalf of teen girls with a few thousand dollars to burn and who want to feel like celebrities.
Well, let me get... I just disagree on this.
Fun birthday present.
Right. I mean, you know, so they put her video out. Now, the guy's got renown, there's no doubt, and he's probably got renown. I think his first one was a viral internet sensation, mm-hmm. if you or the opposite, what do they call it? A dis-sensation. But in this case, you know what you're getting when you go to this guy. The parents of this girl, I'm assuming she doesn't have a few thousand dollars on her own.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I can't imagine how she would earn it. I certainly didn't have it at that age. The parents know what they're getting dealing with this individual.
They're Maybe they don't.
And also, you're talking about really young people here. I think that one of the things that was so sort of ludicrous about the Friday song was is they were singing about days of the week. How old was this gal when she was
13?
13.
Yeah, maybe a little older than I would have thought, but you know, I mean, what do you expect? Depth here? Do you expect a bunch of dating advice?
Wait a second. David Cassidy, back in 1970 or 71, had the number one hit song in the country, which is "I Think I Love You." I think I love you. He was like 19, mm-hmm. but he beat out the Beatles. Which, and with the song, I don't remember if it was Hey Jude or something, but it's like a song right. today that we all love. And
I'm not saying young people can't be successful. I'm saying that when you're 13 years old, if you're truly singing about something that's accessible to you,
yes.
that, you know, this is the days of the week and liking Friday so that she could go out with her friends was probably something that was accessible to this individual, this young individual. I mean, not talking about the hard work week here, not talking about, you know, deep romantic relationships. Yeah, I do think that young women at the age of 13 can certainly feel passionately, you know, as far as love goes, but I don't think that they perhaps have the emotional maturity as I mean, you know, of course, Sarah McLachlan might have.
Kate Perry then turned around and her song, TGIF, Last Friday Night or whatever.
Uh-huh. I have no idea.
Okay, well, it's a catchy little tune, you know, and I'm dancing around in the kitchen, and I'm kind of singing along, not realizing what the words are, and then, menage a what?
Yeah.
And they're, yeah. And you're waking up, all your friends are waking up, you know, by the pool with, like, booze everywhere and, you know, used condoms.
Right.
Like,
the Friday video certainly was less explicit. The
yeah.
Rebecca Black version was much less explicit. But, you know, so I agree with you, Mark, on this one. I feel like, look, this girl is 12 years old. She's made a video about Thanksgiving. Part of what was ridiculous about the Friday video was that you had teenagers that were very, very young teenagers in the video doing things that young teenagers aren't supposed to be doing, like driving a car. I mean, the kids in the video didn't look a day older than 13 or 14.
They weren't.
And, you know, they're depicted in the video as, you know, driving a convertible around. And, of course, you know, they're partying at these kind of high school parties. And there's just the absurdity of all of that. And, you know, I don't think that there's anything wrong with finding things cheesy or absurd about a music video. And this Thanksgiving video that we'll play for you here in a bit, because, Mark, you haven't even seen this yet.
No.
You know, you're going in blind on this. Michelle, I don't think you've seen it either.
No, I haven't.
I want to go in blind on this.
But, you know, what they're doing is they're just having fun making a video. Like you said, Michelle, great birthday present
right.
for a teenage girl.
If I, for whatever reason, had a whole bunch of money to throw around and I bought a music video for my 4.5-year-old son, it's not going to be about something that adults are going to find accessible. They might find it cute because he's 4.5, but if you're talking about that tween stage of a 13-year-old individual, there's going to be some ludicrousness about it because they're looking forward to adulthood.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Is the producer of these videos evil? That's what this guy's saying. It cracked. We'll continue in moments.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. Aquapail, available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a two-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number tonight, live Thanksgiving Day edition of the show, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the various features that we have there. Listening options included. We have broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the stream of the show, which are airing the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock. So you can tune in anytime you like over at listen.freetalklive.com. And there are other ways to listen to the show as well, including maybe your local radio station. You've got over 100 of them from coast to coast on AM and FM. So check out our listing over at listen.freetalklive.com. The satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard all 7 nights per week. In addition to that, we're on KU Band across North America on free-to-air. Plus, there's our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
Have you ever wanted to take a complaint to court, but you didn't want to spend the money on an attorney or didn't have it? HowToWinInCourt.com is the solution. It's the course for people who don't have an attorney. It teaches you the court's rules, and until you know those rules, you are fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. This new and improved jurisdictionary course, HowToWinInCourt.com, is written so that the average 8th grader can learn it over the weekend. Their brand new website has all kinds of free tools. Go there, use the free tools, and then buy the course. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. HowToWinInCourt.com. It's a great course, and you'll love the improvements. HowToWinInCourt.com.
So there's a critic here over at Cracked.com who's talking about the new It's Thanksgiving video, which was released recently by the ARK, Arc Music Factory, the same group that put forth Rebecca Black's Friday. And it's become another kind of internet viral sensation, as had done Rebecca Black's Friday. It hasn't gotten near the views quite thus far, but I think it's scored over 10 million, which is nothing.
That's a lot.
Nothing to shake a stick at.
No doubt.
And so, like like the Rebecca Black video. This one is, you know, mostly disliked. It has 172,299 dislikes and 24,180 likes. And when the Rebecca Black thing came out here, we were kind of caught up in the fervor about it. There was a lot of buzz on the internet about it, and so inevitably we ended up talking about it here on Free Talk Live. And there were things to poke fun at in the video.
Sure.
For sure. And this is kind of a funny and silly video as well. But I don't have the same view as this critic here over at crack.com who believes the producer is evil and basically using these teenage girls to, you know, thrust himself into the limelight and, you know, somehow be successful off their backs. He's giving them what they're looking for, their parents in this case, purchasing, probably spending a few thousand bucks, well, several thousand perhaps.
What one has to, the disbelief that one has to suspend to believe the writer's story is that individuals are able to make their own decisions. And this writer doesn't believe that. This writer believes that this rapper, and what's his name?
Patrice Wilson.
Patrice Wilson is some kind of siren sitting on a rock, calling in hapless sailor
going
parents.
Going to beckon you down right to the bottom of the sea and sink your ship and drown you.
As if these people don't possibly know what they want. I mean, look, there's all kinds of...
I'm going to show you what you want.
You know, that's just it. He's
You're
giving,
a fine siren.
He's giving people what they want. And the critic here is... I don't know why it is people are so angered by these videos. Maybe it is because they believe, as the critic does, and that somehow these teenage girls are being taken advantage of. But think about this. These videos aren't being made for, you know, people that are in their 50s. The kind of people that are going to watch these videos are the tweens, I believe, is as they are called. Not quite teenagers, not, you know, really, really young, but between, the mm-hmm. tweens. Those are the people that go to Katy Perry concerts. Those are the people that go
and
to...
And their parents.
Well, yeah, their parents go too, but, you know, it's not their parents that are the ones driving that, right? So they're marketing towards a group of people that are probably the 24,000 likes on this video. And those are the only ones you care about. You only care about the people that you're marketing to. Let's play, I guess, some of the video before we continue with the critique. This is Nicole Westbrook, the It's Thanksgiving video, which, of course, you can find on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
She's marking off calendar days. It's Thanksgiving. You're asking about?
Yeah.
It's a very similar, you know, kind of a derivative of the Friday song, you know,
as far
and Friday
as the writing goes.
They're going through
if
the days of the week.
Great writing for yeah. a song, you're going to have to pay for that, and I don't yeah. know how many thousands of dollars that they're paying for this, the production of this music video. And if it was a really great writing, it'd be a hit. Why in the world would they turn it over to you?
Well, this is a hit, as all things are considered. I mean, 10 million views on
it's
YouTube.
Hard to really to quantify, because how many people are looking at it for the amusement value
yeah.
and those kind of things. I mean,
but the thing is if what you wanted was, you know, Aziza did a video, and you guys saw her YouTube videos, mm-hmm. you know, a couple weeks ago or whatever. So she has a 3-octave range. She's had 100 views. So obviously, yeah. it's not about the talent.
Right.
There is, you know, there's a... Whatever.
And the video content here, she's preparing food. She's in the kitchen, opening the stove. The turkey's there. She's
by all
tasting
accounts quite,
it's a wholesome video.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not, it's not the party video like Rebecca Black's Friday, which is, you know, clearly a different kind of a message.
I do like Adam Sandler's Turkey Day Thanksgiving song
yeah,
better.
Awesome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. No matter how you do, no matter what you say, this is my favorite.
I hate seeing this guy in the video, by the way.
And the time, yeah, he comes in, Patrice Wilson comes into the video and sings along. And actually, as the article points out, he is the only adult in the entire Thanksgiving dinner.
It does seem a little creepy. But, you know, I mean, I'd like to say Puff Daddy used to do, or P. Diddy, or whatever the term is that you want to...
They make appearances.
Make appearances. And I guess the idea is to push it forward or whatever. This is his kind of signature thing. And I don't like it. If I was buying the video for my child, I'd be like, yeah, can you just stay behind the camera? Thanks.
Let me jump back to the Cracked article here. He talks about how there's a lot of similarities between this and the Friday song. The songs and videos are almost identical, he claims. They both open on a calendar. They both have rap interludes in the exact same section. They both promise a vague version of fun and a good time over and over. And they both spend an inordinate amount of time pointing at objects and announcing what they are. Even the subtler elements are the same. A pop music critic and sociology professor at California State University said the following, quote, Friday embodies any number of current trends practically guaranteed to inspire a set of backlashes. Music for teens, anemic dance tracks, auto-tuned vocals, super trite songwriting, and most of all, a resentment toward young people whose presence seems to disproportionately dominate social media. In other words, Patrice Wilson knew what he was doing and intentionally followed a formula that he stumbled upon with Rebecca Black to ensure that everyone despised his next music video, just because that was the only way he could guarantee that it would be watched by millions and millions of people.
So doesn't this really fall on the people that choose to despise stuff? I mean, it takes out, you know...
He's blaming Patrice Wilson for working him?
Yeah, I mean, you know...
I'm going to take advantage of you because you hate stuff.
I've got to say, I was amused by the guy's breakdown of, what it was that was kind of silly about the video, pointing at stuff and announcing what it is. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Well, you know, on the other hand, okay, so I've been a mother of a 13-year-old girl, and... It's kind of charming that and endearing that this young girl is talking about being thankful.
Yeah, I
have to agree.
I don't find anything particularly objectionable about the video itself.
I consider it to be somewhat shallow. But
sure. Let's continue,
what else
though.
Would I consider it?
Yeah.
I'm 40.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
ABC. Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Right.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state. Potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-224-8682. That's 800-224-8682. 800-224-8682.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the radio program here, where we will take your calls about anything you would like to talk about, although we are focused right now on the It's Thanksgiving new song released by the Ark Music Factory, which is the same music producing company that released the ultra popular, if in a negative way, Rebecca Black's Friday. And there's a story over here at Cracked that kind of created this whole conversation, where the author is suggesting that this is bad, that this is this producer, the guy who's creating these songs and essentially probably selling them to the parents of these teenage girls for however many thousands of dollars, kind of like a
not forcing them
package. No, absolutely not. Is somehow he's evil and he's taking advantage of these girls for his own benefit in sort of a negative way.
He's out on the street luring in young teenage girls or tween girls. That doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, these parents are coming with money in their hands.
Yeah, and so let's continue here with a critic, but first.
So to get some storable food, go to the website here. It's buyemergencyfood.com.
I don't think it's emergency food.
I don't have it written here. I've got the wrong piece of copy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've got it right here.
He's been drinking tonight.
I have not.
No, but I was just, give him a break. I was just standing up, flashing in my fishnet thigh highs.
It's buyemergencyfoods.com.
Foods.com, that's right.
Yeah.
You told me last night that was really important.
Yeah.
The fact that you're not distracted by my legs in these fishnets, baby.
I totally loved that.
Yeah,
that
but
great.
You weren't distracted. Yeah. Mark's distracted.
I can't see them from here.
I'll stand up. I'll show you.
It's fine. Go for it.
buyemergencyfoods.com. Excuse me. So they've got freeze-dried storable food. The name brand is Legacy Premium. It's 100% certified GMO-free. It's the only brand that is. They've got zero MSGs, and that's something you've got to watch out with storable foods, too. There are no artificial flavors, and they're the only ones that put an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. $3,900 for a year's worth of food. That's half of the industry standard. This is probably less than you're paying for food on a given day. You can get the storable food that is, you know, will last you 20 or 30 years for whatever the circumstance is that might arise. You can view the comparable charts there at buyemergencyfoods.com. Michelle is flicking her legs about. A 2,000 calorie per day. These are 2,000 calorie per day meals. So that the S is really important here is buyemergencyfoods.com. Use coupon code FTL to save 5%.
Oh,
yep. Coupon code FTL save 5% at buyemergencyfoods.com.
All right. So the article continues at crack.com. We'll play a little bit more of the song for you in case you missed it earlier. It's Thanksgiving by Nicole Westbrook in the ARC Music Factory. Crack.com saying that this guy's evil for doing this because he didn't know that the Rebecca Black song was going to hit it big, but then it did. And so he stumbled
across that formula.
Yes. And that now, according to Cracked, he says, think about that for a second. Fame is still desirable, even when it comes in the form of truckloads of letters from people inviting you to fall in a fire. As unhealthy and sad as that sounds, it gets worse. If Patrice Wilson, the producer in this case, wanted to situate himself as the focal point in the focal point of the world's loathing, that would be fine. We genuinely like having something to hate. So if someone wants to fill that
role, why does he say
this person?
Where is he
obviously
coming from? He is he's the one that's messed up.
Right, I agree. This person obviously, likes to hate this. I don't have the same feeling about this at all. But he goes on to say, if someone wants to fill that role, then there's really no harm. Except Patrice Wilson isn't the star of It's Thanksgiving, the music video, even if he wishes he could be. No, the star is 12-year-old Nicole Westbrook, a bright-eyed kid who had no idea that she was going to be a human sacrifice. With Rebecca Black, it's hard to blame Patrice Wilson for the onslaught of insults and vitriol that she had to wade through. He probably didn't know that his crappy song would be terrible enough that everyone would hate share it. But Nicole Westbrook is different. Everything about It's Thanksgiving invites abuse from viewers, from a chorus that just lists dinner sides to Nicole Westbrook earnestly singing her heart out into a turkey leg. It is intentionally bad, baiting critics to rip it to shreds, and everyone seems to know it except that poor girl. Her career as a singer...
This person is overly cynical. It's funny, I've got to say.
Her career as a singer, her social life, her future are all casualties of Patrice Wilson's hunt for recognition. His best-case scenario was that everyone will hate Nicole Westbrook enough to talk about her for years. And I don't agree with this interpretation at all.
Does that mean if someone hates sex that they're going to hate it so much that they'll have it for years?
I don't know if I would extrapolate that.
Right, but I mean, it's just like that way of thinking, though, that because someone hates it, that they're going to forward it and share it. You mentioned something about they're going to share it.
Well, I hate it. It's they find it laughable, and I think that that's a difference here. I don't think that that if somebody's hating on either one of these girls from these videos, that person is full of hate.
Yeah.
It's these videos are laughable, and they're laughable because we're looking at them as adults, looking at what perhaps is interesting to... I'm not going to claim to even know what's interesting to tween girls. I don't know. But
I can't imagine teenagers wouldn't laugh at this either. I mean, it's cheesy, it's silly, but you know you're being silly when you're singing into a turkey leg, right? Like, I mean, even as a kid, you know that's silly.
Totally,
it's fun.
Yeah,
it's silly. You grab a turkey
silly
leg, you're in front of a camera, you're singing into it like it's a microphone. She does this towards the end of the video.
Even if she's a dupe, though, I mean, what happened in the Black video, what was the first?
Rebecca Black's Friday.
Rebecca Black video is that, I mean, any level of research, on what they were buying here, parents and, child included, they would have come up with this video, and they would have understood that there was a level of vitriol, leveled at this individual. They made that choice.
And it comes with the territories. I was discussing the very beginning of this conversation. When I do things, I know there's going to be negativity that's brought to me because, you know, people are paying attention to the blog at freekeen.com. They're listening to this show, and people have opinions. And some people are just hateful in their opinions. And so it's part of being seen on a national scale. And the larger you're seen nationally, the more hate that you're going to receive. I mean, people like Katy Perry, you mentioned. I mean, obviously she's a very, very popular pop singer. But you know she's got her haters, too. And so it's just that's what comes with the territory. If you want to propel your teenager into whether they're female or male, if you want to propel them into the spotlight, it's inevitable that hate's going to follow. Justin Bieber, another example of somebody who is more of a mainstream pop success story.
Sure, people love him.
People love to hate Justin Bieber, but not the tween girls to which he is marketing. You know, his music is purchased by a very specific set of demographics. He's not marketing to 50-year-old moms. he's marketing to tweens and, well, and teenage girls.
I don't think it's the 50-year-old moms that are cynical about Justin Bieber. I think that it's the 25-year-old
males. Yeah, it's obviously the males. I'm just telling you, like, it's he doesn't care about them, right?
Why should he?
They're not attending his concerts, and he doesn't care if they do or don't.
They don't ride in the nice cars that he owns, and they don't live in the nice houses he owns either.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember the song "She Bangs"? The guy,
yes.
William
Hung. Ricky, no.
Yes,
Ricky
but William Hung did a version of it. He's Chinese back in 2000.
I'm not familiar with this.
Okay. Well, there are 1.7 million views of this.
Of the William Hung version?
Yes. And it was something, I think it was on like American Idol, like the first, mm-hmm. you know, season or something. And it was horrifying. You didn't know if this guy had, like, Down syndrome or if he was mocking himself. Like, you can't be serious. And so there were some, you know, he ended up being on some, like, talk shows and stuff, and they found out, no, he was dead serious. But people actually became endeared to him mm-hmm. because he was kind of like
so
that retarded child at Disneyland that's twirling around playing with their balloon. And you suddenly
so
go,
excited.
Yes, and you go, isn't that glorious? Isn't that great that they are having so much fun doing what they're doing? They don't care. He didn't care what anyone thought about him.
And Gundam Style is another sort yeah. of good example of this one, too. I mean, the dancing that goes on in Gundam Style, it's so overtly bad, but it does take a level of talent to
everyone
do.
Everyone that knows how to dance, that dances, I know how to do that dance.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, because it's like the Macarena or anything like that. You learn these
learn
dances,
it.
And then it becomes part of the thing. And when that comes on somewhere, you just like jump into that groove, you know?
It's a catchy
sure.
tune.
It's fun.
Too. It's fun.
I think the song's great, but I mean, at the same time, you're the whole way through the video, your mouth is half open.
A gate, definitely.
What's happening here?
It's Korean pop, K-pop, as it's called, and some of it's very, very catchy. I was looking into it one night after seeing that video,
yeah.
and actually there's some really creative parodies of the Gangnam Style video. If you haven't seen
Ohio State Marching Band did an amazing...
A parody of it?
Not a parody, but they performed
tribute?
That. Yeah, exactly, and that's made the rounds.
My favorite parody is the Kim Jong Style. That one is hilarious. Hilarious.
Oh,
all right, so more coming up here. 855-450-FREE is the producer of these, you know, ostensibly bad songs from most people's perspective. A bad guy? Is he doing the wrong thing? What are your thoughts at 855-450-FREE? There's more coming up. Free Talk Live. Hour 3 next. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.